The man Liberian leader, Charles Taylor, has chosen to replace him as interim leader on Monday, says he will appeal to rebel groups to create a unified post-Taylor government. Liberian Vice President Moses Blah tells VOA that he received a phone call early Saturday from a top-level official of the rebel Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy. Mr. Blah says the Lord official told him to dismiss statements made by other Lord officials that the rebel group would continue fighting if Liberian President Charles Taylor hands power over to Mr. Blah as planned.
One of the authorities from Blair is saying that his statement yesterday did not come from a responsible person. And they are telling, they are trying to appeal to me to forget about his statement yesterday and their own bogus means. So I'm happy to hear that.
But as recently as Saturday, various Lord officials and military commanders have told journalists that their fighters would not tolerate the vice president taking charge of the country even for a day. Moses Blah is a former guerrilla fighter and a longtime ally of Charles Taylor. Rebels charge that Mr. Blah will simply act as a proxy leader for Mr. Taylor in his absence. The Liberian leader, who is due to formally hand over power to Mr. Blah on Monday, has accepted an offer of asylum from Nigeria. But Mr. Taylor, who faces an indictment before a UN-sanctioned court for war crimes in Sierra Leone, has not yet set a date for his departure. Vice President Blah insists Mr. Taylor will go as promised.
He will leave. He will leave. He's on his way. He's on his way.
Still uncertain of President Taylor's plans, lured rebels have been reluctant to withdraw from the territory they won in weeks of bloody street battles in Monrovia, including the city's vital seaport. On Saturday, the U.S. ambassador and the commander of the ECOMIL West African Peacekeeping Force renewed pressure on the rebels to open the port to peacekeepers and allow food supplies to flow into starving areas of the capital. But rebel commander General Saif Sharif says Lourdes will not relinquish any territory until it is sure Charles Taylor and Moses Blah have left Liberia. Meanwhile, fighting between government forces and other rebel factions has reportedly intensified outside of Monrovia. Witnesses in Liberia's second-largest city, Buchanan, say scores of people have been killed in the past few days. Alicia Rovile News, Monrovia, Liberia.